B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
I'm going to start with this story. Nick actually sent me this. A pilot is being described as reckless and careless by aviation professionals after crashing their aircraft shortly after flying erratically around Horsetooth Reservoir in Colorado. The news station there reported, apparently report highlighted the sheriff's office request for images of the flight before the crash, that several people started turning over their images and videos to investigators. One photographer, Stephanie Stamos, said that she witnessed the erratic flying while trying to photograph a client's senior photos at the picturesque reservoir. She said, "I was up in a Horsetooth doing a photo shoot, and all of a sudden I see this plane. It was coming in so low." She quickly found herself unknowingly documenting some of the clearest images that the NTSB and the FAA need for their investigation. In her images, you can see the pilot seemingly target a bunch of boats that were in the water, like coming down.
He was strafing them?
And buzzing them. Not just strafing them. I mean, like, flying right over top of
them.
Really? And the plane swoops down right toward a boat, comes within feet of hitting it, before banking to the right to buzz past another pontoon boat. And Stamos said he was so close to the boats that I thought he was going to hit them. And when you see the picture, it was even closer than I thought it was. His wheel was almost right on top of the boat, and you can see the person in the boat with their hands up in the air because they thought it was going to hit him. So Stamos recalled seeing the pilot bank back and forth before climbing up and over the foothills. She didn't know that the plane later crashed, seeing a CBS report.
Did they ascertain, was he drunk? What was going on?
So she said she wasn't shocked to hear that he crashed. Both people on board the plane walked away with minor injuries.
What?
Aviation experts said the images will likely prove the pilot was breaking aviation guidelines and laws before the crash. Flying close to the water is not illegal in some situations, so long as there are not any boats or humans near the water. However, the photos clearly show that the water was peppered with boats, and with the warm weather, there were people on the beaches, trails, and campsites as well. But the guy was just going crazy for some reason.
Been out on this reservoir several times, and there are a lot of boats there. I mean, it really could have ended in disaster.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A Florida Chick-fil-A employee is being hailed as a hero after deputies say he stopped a carjacking outside of the fast food restaurant.
Yeah, this is pretty badass if you see the footage.
Deputies said the young employee rushed outside of the restaurant to help a screaming woman holding a baby after a man grabbed her keys and tried to take her car.
Save my waffle fries.
Investigators said that the woman was getting the baby out of her car when a man identified as William Branch walked up to her wielding a stick and demanded her keys. Branch then grabbed the car keys from the waistband of the woman's pants, opened her car door, and got inside. When the woman began screaming for help, deputy said the Chick-fil-A employee ran to intervene. Branch punched the employee in the face, but the employee was not seriously injured. And the employee told deputies that Branch had been involved in another incident shortly before the carjacking. A video of the sheriff's office shared on Facebook shows the employee and Branch brawling in the parking lot.
I wonder if this will end up in one of those delightful TV commercials they do about their employees.
The video shows the employee holding Branch down while others run over to help. And deputies said the Branch was charged with carjacking with a weapon and battery as well. Yep. This is pretty messed up. The father of Cheer star, the show, Cheer, Cassidy Dunlap, was shot after he accidentally entered the wrong apartment in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Ooh.
Ronald Dunlap was shot multiple times early Saturday. He's hospitalized in critical condition. The incident occurred around 3 a.m. When Dunlap entered the apartment of Joshua Womack. Womack told police he was sleeping and woke up to banging on his front door. He armed himself with a firearm. Womack, apparently, according to the police, stated that when walking around the corner, he observed Ronald Dunlap in his kitchen. Womack advised that he fired approximately 5 to 6 rounds.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. Dunlap was found lying on the ground in the apartment with multiple gunshot wounds. Officers also saw the apartment's front door was split and damaged. But Dunlap's nephew told officers at the scene that Dunlap accidentally walked into the wrong apartment and was shot. So, obviously, they're investigating that.
Does he live in that apartment building?
I don't know. I assume so, but
he forgot he actually owns a house.
Yeah, I don't know the details of it. That's all that I saw in the story, Kath. Emergency crews rescued a naked man who they say drove his car off a cliff in Torrey Pines, California, early Wednesday morning. At around 1 a.m., fire rescue personnel were called to the response in response to a vehicle that reportedly went down a cliff. Officers spotted a naked man as he got out of the car and ran away.
What a night I've had!
All while he claimed to not be connected with the vehicle crash. Now, officers and fire crew could not find the man until around 3 a.m. He apparently jumped from that same cliff and landed about 40 feet below.
Wow.
Crews were able to lift the man from the ravine and transported him to the hospital for treatment of unknown injuries.
Hey, buddy, how about some clothes?
And police are unsure why the man drove the car off the cliff, but they suspect that drugs or alcohol may be involved in the incident.
It's probably a good bet.
All right, and we'll do one more story and wrap it up.
Yes, sir.
All right. A raccoon in North Dakota has prompted a rabies warning. According to the Bismarck Tribune, a woman brought a captive raccoon into a bar. And a bartender said that the woman was...
Sounds like a bad joke.
...was carrying the raccoon and showing it off to customers. Cindy Smith said, she showed me, and I said, you got to get that out of here.
And your rabbit raccoon here.
Smith said she didn't see the raccoon bite anyone. However, the North Dakota Health and Human Services Department even said even in coming into contact with raccoon saliva poses a risk of rabies exposure. Health officials are asking people who had contact with the raccoon to seek medical care, and the state has detected rabies in six animals this year.
That's why they never have a rabid raccoon night at a bar. Yeah.
Don't bring your rabid raccoons with you.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
Video of what appeared to be sex toys and tubes of lube spread across the freeway following a truck crash has gone viral on social media.
Why wouldn't it?
I know. The incident took place on I-40 on the outskirts of Oklahoma City. A box truck. Yeah, Casey, you're going to be there soon.
Grab a dildo.
A box truck and a semi-truck collided, leaving the latter overturned with some of its contents scattered over the road. Fortunately,
your dildos are in my lube.
Well, your lube is in my dildo. Fortunately, nobody was injured, but authorities were forced to close several lanes while the mess was cleared up. And video shot from a helicopter showed a number of large boxes and phallic-shaped items spread across the highway. In the footage, the reporter says, this is a semi that overturned and lost its load here. There's a lot of stuff to clean up. The station anchor says, Jim, can you tell what he's carrying there? What's all over the road? And as the camera zooms in for a close-up shot, he says, we're zooming in. Not really. I can't tell. Maybe you can tell. Oklahoma City Department confirms that the toys had been spilled on the highway by the crash, though they didn't give any further
Jim,
details.
There's a semi over there and one in my pants.
Back to you in the studio.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to be anywhere near there. That's coming from the south. Damn it.
Damn it.
A group of high school boys and their dads were treated to a scene straight out of Jaws when a Mako shark jumped from the ocean into their charter fishing boat, according to stunning video of the incident.
Hi.
It was a Facebook post made by Sea Ventures Charters, the owner of the fishing boat called the Lady Anne. The families and crew were on the shark fishing expedition off of the Maine coast when the incident began with the Mako shark chomping on the bait. As it leapt out of the water to escape the fishing line, it landed on the deck of the 38-foot boat.
Mako sharks are notorious for their ability to jump.
That is correct. Mako sharks can grow up to 13 feet long, weigh up to 1,200 pounds. It is a fast-swimming migratory species. It swims up to 30 miles a day, and they're surprisingly acrobatic. It's not unheard of for one to somersault onto a fishing vessel. Luckily, the Lady Anne Mako was tagged and released back into the ocean. Oh. Captain Dave Sinclair said,
Thank you very much. The
incident happened so fast, and he said, we've had a lot of sharks over the years, but Makos are special. They tend to act wild and crazy, and it was pretty wild and a stunning video to watch.
It was crazy. I had a full bowel movement in my pants.
In Miami Beach, here's another fishing story. A fight over fishing led to shots being fired at a marina. The victims of the shooting weren't physically injured, but they say that they are now emotionally scarred. One of the victims, who asked not to be identified, said that he was walking on the grass. He said he ordered two of my friends on the boat, and he just started firing off rounds. This is insane. It's a crazy world we live in. Evidence of a bullet after bullet at the scene tells the story. It all started because one of the victims told someone that there was no fishing allowed there. And he said the next thing he knew, he was under fire. Said, obviously, I'm shaken up. I was almost murdered the other night. Authorities are investigating the incident. Royal Canadian Mounted Police have released a profile and a thermal image of the person suspected of cutting the cable of the Sea to Sky gondola twice in the past 3 years. The individual is believed to be extremely fit, known the area around the gondola well, and have extensive knowledge of the tools needed to cause damage to the cable while allowing them to get away safely. I mean, these are these gondolas.
The zoo balloon, right?
It's almost like a tram that carries people from one place to another.
Oh, okay. And now I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So, if you go to large ski resorts.
Right, it's the same sort of thing.
You'll be in a gondola.
Holy Jesus. Yeah, that's a huge, thick cable.
So the gondola's cable was deliberately severed on separate occasions in 2019 and 2020. Sergeant Chris Manso says the investigators believe that it could have been the same person who severed the cable both times, sending the gondola's cabins crashing to the ground. But different people may also be involved.
People
can die from this.
Yes, that's an elaborate thing. There's a lot of work to do that.
Security video from the second instance the cable was cut in September 2020 shows how a security guard narrowly avoided being killed by the falling cable cars. The operators of the Sea to Sky gondola have doubled the reward to $500,000 for anyone with information leading to the arrest and conviction of the cable-cutting vandal.
You think there'd be more surveillance around there?
The privately owned tourist attraction had resumed operating just months earlier after being targeted the same way in August of 2019. No arrests have been made for the crime. They've interviewed more than 70 people and eliminated them as suspects over the last 3 years. Police say they're looking into charges of mischief and mischief endangering of life because the security guard who was nearly struck by the falling gondola cars.
Wow.
And we will have to wrap it up there.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.